אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות בנושא חיבור העולם בדור האחרון. חיבור העולם.
We're reading selected excerpts on connecting the world in a time of the last generation. Also, we'll tell you that if you cannot ask questions via the galaxy, you can also use the text questions on the standard sites.
Yes, I also think if there's a problem with the galaxy, write down your questions. We will translate them, arrange them, and answer them during the lesson. Please.
So, excerpt number 4, Baal HaSulam, the essence of religion and its purpose. This loathing is not divided equally among us. Rather, it is given in varying measures. The crass, undeveloped person does not recognize egoism as bad at all. Therefore, he uses it openly, without any shame or restraint, stealing and murdering in broad daylight wherever he can. The somewhat more developed sense some measure of their egoism as bad and are at least ashamed to use it in public, stealing and killing openly, but in secret they still commit their crimes but are careful that no one will see them. The even more developed sense egoism as so loathsome that they cannot tolerate it in them and reject it completely as much as they detect of it. Until they cannot and do not want to enjoy the labor of others, then begin to emerge in them sparks of love of others called altruism, which is the general attribute of goodness, but that too evolves gradually. First develops love and desire to bestow upon one's family and kin, as in the verse, do not ignore your own flesh. When one develops further, one's attribute of bestowal expands to all the people around him, being one's townspeople or one's nation, and so one adds until he finally develops love for the whole of humanity.
שוב, מתוך מהות הדת ומטרתה של בעל הסולם.
Again.
האדם הפרא, הבלתי מפותח כלל, אינו מכיר...
Item number 4, בעל הסולם. This loathing is not divided equally among us. Rather, it is given in varying measures. The crass, undeveloped person does not recognize egoism as bad at all. Therefore, he uses it openly, without any shame or restraint, stealing and murdering in broad daylight wherever he can. The somewhat more developed sense some measure of their egoism as bad and are at least ashamed to use it in public, stealing and killing openly. But in secret, they still commit their crimes, but are careful that no one will see them. The even more developed sense egoism as so loathsome that they cannot tolerate it in them and reject it completely, as much as they detect of it, until they cannot and do not want to enjoy the labor of others. Then begin to emerge in them sparks of love of others, called altruism, which is the general attribute of goodness. But that too evolves gradually. First develops love and desire to bestow upon one's family and kin, as in the verse, do not ignore your own flesh. When one develops further, one's attribute of bestowal expands to all the people around him, being one's townspeople or one's nation, and so one adds until he finally develops love for the whole of humanity.
שאלות?
Any questions? I think everything is clear. After we've studied such difficult excerpts in Faith Above Reason, these are simple things here, but nevertheless, PT 19.
I have a problem where he says that he has developed a bit, feels a certain degree of his egoism, and is ashamed of stealing and murdering in broad daylight. However, he does it secretly. In secret. I don't exactly understand. Who's ashamed? I mean, the Nazis who murdered, were they ashamed?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are on the way to serve the Creator. I'm asking you not to mix in anything foreign.
Still, how do you relate this to the Holocaust Memorial Day?
I'm not making any connections. I don't understand why you're asking me about this. When we studied the last generation.
Balaram writes, I mean.
He doesn't write about that. I didn't learn a single line about that. With Rabash, all those years I was next to him. All those years. 12 years. I haven't heard a single word about the Holocaust. About any of it. Asulam writes, socialism, communism, Nazism, but not about the Holocaust. So I have nothing to give you, because I'm teaching you that which I received from them. So your questions are in the wrong directions, not to me.
When people ask you, what's the connection, can Kabbalah explain, what are you saying?
I'm not answering. They don't ask. They're smarter than you, and they understand that I have nothing to say about it.
No explanation?
I don't know. You can continue as much as you want. Understand this is at the expense of your own spirituality that you're interrupting our studies.
Focus group.
Hello, Rav. Question from the internet. How does it go together that first for your kin and relatives we say that all your work is in the ten?
No, here he's talking about bestow naturally, not those who are on a spiritual degree and are acquiring a spiritual degree. Rather, he says that typically people will develop towards one another naturally. He's talking about the last generation. Of course, if we're talking about spiritual work, then it's a group and the friends in the group. And that's the main thing, because this is your spiritual instrument, your soul. And through it, you then connect to the Creator, and with the help of the Creator, when you arrange this kli, you can begin to bestow to all of humanity. And there as well, when you bestow to all of humanity, you do it according to the proximity of the circles, closer first and further out and further out. According to spiritual discernments, he's speaking here, according to corporeal discernments, that's what we need to learn. If I have two levels, reason and above reason, then within reason I have relatives, I have different people that I have to take care of, that are the residents of your own city come first, as it's written in the Torah, and so on and so forth. Here we're talking about relatives in corporeal terms. However, if we're talking about the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, then we relate to them, or we consider them spiritually, as much as each one has a tendency to bestow, a tendency towards the correction of the soul. Accordingly, he is closer. There are those who are close according to the bodies and close according to the soul. On the corporeal level, it's according to the body. So those that are close to me are my children, grandchildren, extended family, relatives, neighbors, and so on and so forth. And on the spiritual level, it's only to the extent we are in the middle of the ten, the center of the ten, because that's my soul, and then circles around it. Other circles besides my ten are additional tens, other tens. First of all, it's a focus group, then ETA 3, then PT 23, then MAC. Okay. Then Hebrew 10, Masca 3. Is that okay for it to be this way? Gradually. Of course, it's a joke. Meaning there, it's arranged according to not how we arrange it, but how much each group yearns to approach the Creator. That's how it's arranged around the central ten.
Another question. Is the most developed person the one that receives the force of faith to work above reason?
Of course. How else? The most developed, meaning has the greatest disturbances. And in spite of those, he is trying to connect to the Ten and to the Creator. Hebrew 10.
Can you please explain or better define the concept of egoism? Because in our work, we see it as fuel.
Egoism is everywhere the concern for oneself over the concern for the other. And that's it.
When we want to disseminate, explain these things, how do we make the connection between caring? That it's caring for ourselves on the one hand, and on the other hand, that it's a motivating force.
It is a motivating force, because it's pulling us naturally forward. Forward to acquire, to understand, to grow, to be more than the others. This is a developing force. Without it, we would remain inanimate. They add a bit more ego and we become vegetative. They add a bit more and we become animate. And more ego, we become speaking. Human. That's according to the degree of the ego in us. And even in humans, you can see the degrees. It's all according to the degrees of the ego. There are those who care about nothing but a bottle of beer and a soccer game, football game. And there are those who want to attain more and understand more and become famous and acquire control and understanding, and it's all according to the ego in a person. The ego is a force that makes everything go round. You need matter to turn, but you also need the upper light to shine on it and spins it. So the ego wants to acquire more, understand more, feel more, influence everyone, receive from everyone, and so forth, and that is why this is the required matter, and the Creator created it. But to activate it, that's the Creator. That's the power of the light. Either the small light that awakens it only towards corporeal degrees, or a greater power of light that awakens this will to receive in a more internal point that makes it want to connect to the light itself, enjoy the light, enjoy the Creator Himself. It's not enough that he's arranging his life. He also wants to get the next world. Give me, as it's written, give me this world and give me the next.
And how can we explain this to the public, that there is this stage in the ego that we can't cross, that this is the cause of all evil?
We need to explain it to everyone that using the ego to the detriment or the expense of the other is forbidden, but if not to the detriment of the other, it's allowed.
How do we explain that it's to the detriment of others?
To explain it is a problem. It depends with each person how much they understand, they feel. These things could be very subtle.
Because, again, it's a motivating force, and we know that it has certain limit, but in our explanation, at least I can't explain what is that limit. You do have to enjoy, you do have to grow, but to a certain extent.
If you want to make sure you don't make any mistakes, then you need to explain to him what it means to enjoy, to derive pleasure from bestowal. When you bestow to people and you enjoy it, there's no prohibition there. Bestow as much as you want. Give to the whole world and enjoy it. No problem.
Even in the most corporeal way.
The most material, it would be bestowing in order to receive. It's not good. It's not spirituality. But you're not harming the other. It's nevertheless a degree that precedes spirituality.
Thank you.
Ashkelon, can you speak?
Ashkelon. Hello.
Can? Rav, can you hear us? Great. The force of yearning, is this what awakens, draws the light that awakens the recognition of evil?
Again?
The force of yearning, is this what awakens the light that develops the recognition of evil?
The force of yearning says nothing. When I yearn for something, it depends on what am I yearning for. To open up the revelation of evil, that's a great problem. I can't do it by myself. Because if I'm in my ego, I won't be able to open up to myself the recognition of evil. Since I have no foundation or basis for it, why do I need it? Only in the condition that I feel a certain harm, some great loss, then I awaken the force of the light to show me why did I reach this loss. Then it shines to me and it gives me the recognition of evil. That's how it is.
Continue Dror's question. The excerpts team sent us something about egoism by Bala Sulam. The measure of egoism that it is imprinted in every created being is necessary for its existence, without which it would not exist in and of itself. Nonetheless, this should not contradict the measure of altruism egoism in a person, only that there is a need to place a very clear boundary between the two. The law of egoism has to be kept to its full extent, but only where it has to do with meeting our basic needs and everything that has to do with our surplus. This we concede in favor of others.
Is that okay, Dror? Think about it. Send it to him.
Be'er Sheva.
שומעים?
כן.
אם אנחנו מזהים יחסים לא מתוקנים...
If we identify uncorrected relationships with the environment and so on, do we have to ask for these relations to be corrected?
Well, I have to connect with the environment, with the group, with the whole world, with all the worlds, all of reality. It's all me inside my kli. So ultimately there will be no difference between one end of reality to the other. It's all connected to me. It's all tied to me. It's all me. This is how it has to be eventually. So the more we feel it, try to feel it, imagine it to ourselves, it will be easier for us to advance.
Haifa 3. Yes.
Boker Tov.
Boker Tov.
Here, Bala Sulam describes three types of people. How is it that there are only three?
Which three kinds?
No, what we just read. The undeveloped, a bit developed, more developed.
Yes. What is he trying to say? Should I divide it for you into 10 spheres? You can divide it in many ways. It's really divided to 125 degrees, and each degree you have Ibu, Yenikam, Ochi, and you have many... many states, but he's telling you it's with respect to people, and of course it's also it's changing all the time. One who was undeveloped will become more developed, and one who was more developed from the outset because of the measure of laziness, he will become undeveloped.
Yeah,
that's how he's talking about it in general. Turkey.
לא שומעים. לא.
לא.
איתה פרי.
לא. Mondiale.
Buongiorno.
Io ho
capito. Good morning, World Clean. From what I understand, we get the concealments from the Creator, and it's like a movie projected by the Creator. This is a state that can be felt as a kind of dead end, as purposelessness. How can we find our compass in this state?
When I feel concealment, darkness, helplessness, lack of understanding, I need to say, feel it, or tell myself at least that the Creator is giving me this, so I would rise above it, so I would take it as the correct direction towards spirituality, where although I don't feel, I understand, I'm confused, all of that stuff, I need to accept it as a spiritual parameter. And this, in spite of this concealment, through it, I need to try to connect to the Creator. This concealment is there between us because I don't have vessels of bestowal. I did not bring vessels of faith. But once I try to reach Him with faith, I touch Him. I cut through this concealment and I'm adhered to Him. Hence, this concealment is for me, for my own benefit.
אני לא שומע, מי שם?
צביקה, צביקה. למה הוא חושב לאות הדת ומטרתה?
Why does he call it the purpose of religion and its essence?
The purpose of religion, you should read the complete article, and he writes about it in the beginning. What is religion? What is the purpose of religion? What do you need religion? Is it for the benefit of the created beings or the benefit of the Creator? And so forth. He's asking questions for your likes.
So he writes, and then he starts feeling sparks of love of others. What stage is that?
This is one of the stages of the developed person who understands that the path has to go towards connection, because it's an integral world. We must be connected to one another. We're dependent on one another. We can't just do whatever we feel like. This is called the developed person. And he understands that we must be connected. Let me tell you. I heard many highly developed people in our world throughout my life who all say that. That of course, the best thing would be if we were connected in a good way, but no one has the power to overcome our ego. Nature is so bad that we can't connect above it, our nature. Each and every one. Socialists, communists, fascists, Nazis. Ask anyone you want. At the end of the day, you can reach a common ground with them. It would have been best if we were connected, understood each other in the best possible way. It's worthwhile for us compared to all the suffering and the wars and everything. It brings us nowhere, except we can't do it. We're unable to do it. Our evil inclination is stronger than us, and although we hate it, he is our landlord. So here he is giving us a way. How to come to a state by which we will control the evil inclination and not it controlling us. Then we will rid ourselves of all the problems and come to the state of the good life. That's the purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah, to show us the way.
So the altruist are these.
Altruism is when we relate to one another in such a way that we want to make ourselves into a system, integral system, beautiful, nicely connected, where everyone works for the sake of everyone else. This is what we consider true communism.
And those engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, how do you call them? Those that study the wisdom.
I call them Kabbalists. Because they acquire the revelation of the Creator and they disseminate it to everyone, spread it. That's it. Good.
Can eat free. Or the focus group? I don't know.
Oh, it's the focus group? I'm not sure what's happening there today. With these, you know, all these confusing names and numbers.
In the last generation, a developed person should be appreciated by society? Should he be appreciated by society?
A developed person should be appreciated by society. Why? Why? So he would be an example to others. That increases the correction and the peace in the world.
But the masses, they're not developed.
By that we can raise the majority higher and higher. There's always going to be such a division. Like in the body, you have parts of the brain, parts of the heart, other important, other vital organs, and you have less than vital organs, although you can't do it without them in the whole body.
When we disseminate, it's very easy to explain the bad stuff and the reason for the bad things and everything. But how do we explain the solution according to our method, still that I didn't achieve it yet?
So don't explain to others.
In everything that I read, I never understood what is our solution, concrete message, simple concrete message as to what is our solution, what do we have to do? It's something that I could never explain.
You cannot explain it, so therefore you should not explain it. I'm asking you, don't open your mouth and don't explain anything to anyone because you don't understand anything and you cannot explain anything. So don't even try to explain. You should not work on explanation because you are insisting you get stuck on that first question. But with this but, you remain in place.
Bala Sulam says here that at first it develops in him a sense of care for his family and kin, and then for broader circles, and then for all of humanity. On the other hand, when we learned about faith above reason, we said that we have to go against what we feel. So how do you settle this contradiction?
Going against my feeling. I see this as $500, but I need to bestow, meaning accept it as $1,000. I'm with the force of Malchut, but they have to raise me to the force of Bina. Where are we, Dudi?
Excerpt number.
Excerpt
conducts in the state of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states, and each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work and the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Or each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it, to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation. Yeah, that's how we advance. Of course, through the path of suffering, not through the path of light, of Torah, but that's how humanity is moving forward. It exists in a certain state and has no energy to change the state until it suffers and suffers until it reaches such a degree where either by a revolution or by executing someone or doing someone or going into war or something, although we have elections and other seemingly parliamentary forms for replacing something from bringing about change, we see it's not really working. Those leaders are doing everything in their power not to let social states unfold correctly. So that's a problem. But in a sense, he's saying correctly, the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good ones. This is evolution. But these states that change in this way are called the path of Be'ito in its time. Meaning, you enter a state, you think it's good until all the evil is revealed. Because when we enter a state, we're not using it really. When we begin to use it with our own egos, then it works out that we introduce the ego into it. And we see that the state is bad, and then we destroy it. So everything that appears good in the beginning later appears as bad, not because it was bad, but because egoistic people started to use it negatively. That's the whole thing about every state. There are no bad states, rather these corrupt conducts. That's why he's saying that they're not. It's not the thing by itself. The corrupt conducts in the states of humanity, meaning it is found inside our ego. They are the very ones that they, when they enter all those states, they generate the good states by obligating us to destroy these states and acquire new states. Okay. Let's continue. We have some time.
Excerpt number 6 from Peace in the World by Baal HaSulam. The law of development, which is spread over the whole reality, is certain to remove all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of the heaven above, meaning, without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of the heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it were to come in at this time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there is authority of the earth, when the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which craves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can be free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development.
Again,
the law of development, which is spread over the whole reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of the heaven, which is true, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful, but it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there are the authority of the earth, when the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of their ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of development.
Look
what is writing here. Look. Everyone. He says, you have a possibility of being inside the nature of this world, and then whatever comes over you, that's how you're gonna roll with it and develop. This is called Beito, and it's time. This is the steamroller of development that is passing over you, pushing you cruelly forward against your own desire, but it's doing it. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have the possibility to take your development into your own hands, your destiny, instead of the Creator, instead of the upper force, take it and do it. Advance yourself forward in the pace and in the way you want. Go ahead. Everything is before you. This is called the path of Achishena, of accelerated time. This is possible. These two forms are before you, either the governance of the land or the governance of the heavens. It's up to you. Everything is laid out before you. You understand that it doesn't matter. Someone who is smart, someone who is stupid, someone who is weak, someone who is strong, someone old or someone young. Each and every one has the possibility to advance himself, to bring himself to the end of correction in as fast a way as possible and whole. only change the natural form of development with the supernatural form of development by raising himself to the degree of Bina. That's it. I hope you understand. Haifa 3.
Could it be that those world leaders that understand human nature and understand that people aren't ready for connection yet, and they're working in such a way? Sorry, we lost them.
I didn't understand the question. Did not understand the question. Repeat, please.
Working through understanding, or don't hold on 1 minute. Do world leaders working with pressuring his people? Maybe he understands that the people aren't ready for connection, so he's putting the pressure on the people.
We're not talking about the world leaders. We're talking about ourselves. We're talking about a person who can take his development into his own hands and make it flow as fast as possible and in the right direction. This is what we're talking about. What do I care about world leaders? They're all egoists. They think of nothing with respect to evolution, as long as everyone remained their slaves. That's it. We have PT 18.
Yochai,
lo shomim.
Oh, Yochai,
it's about what you explained before. I'd like you to explain what is good explanation. What are you demanding from the explanation and from the one explaining?
I demand of the explanation that a person who works in it knows how to get into the heart of someone he's trying to explain something to and place his pipeline into it like a line in a circle and push the force of life into his heart, the awakening, the upper force. And then a person will awaken and understand that, oh, I got it. This is dissemination.
Is there a way I can check it?
Try to think this way, that this is what you want to do with people, and you'll see you're close to it.
Thank you.
Latin 6.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Anteriormente dijimos que ver mi escena corregida es parte de verme a mí corregido.
We used to say that if I see the 10 corrected, I'm corrected. If I see the 10 as whole, I have to make efforts in awakening the others. How can I connect the two approaches?
I don't understand. Repeat, please.
La imagen que el creador me da es de una decena completa. De eso depende mi propia corrección.
What I see from what the creator is letting me see is a whole 10, and that depends on my correction.
Queremos ir en Ajishena, no Beito.
And we want to go in Ajishena and hastening the times.
Pero además tengo que
so I see my whole 10, but except for that, I want to awaken an extra thing.
Awaken yourself in order to connect to the 10 with your heart and soul completely holy. That's what you need. Wholeheartedly, that's what you need. Do we have info today?
Yeah, they should be with us today here.
I can't see them.
Guys, are you going? Info? Here, please, they're here with us. Hello, everybody. Hello, all friends. So today we have announcements in dissemination. A lot has been done. First one will be in English, then in Hebrew. So let's hear the friends that will share everything that's going on out there. So English, Gilad Shiel, please.
Thank you. All the friends continue to disseminate full force. We have close to 10 live streams. In addition to all the broadcasts with Rav, we have dozens of friends writing posts every day. Of course, we are disseminating all of Rav's articles. I'll pass it on to Chaim, who tell us about disseminating Rav's articles as Rav's writer in the department. Chaim?
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. So there is a lot of activity. Posts are being written every day. And I want to state that the way that Rav is speaking in these days makes it very easy to write. You almost don't have to change any of his words. He's speaking in posts. So you just take it, take the message, organize it a bit, give it a language that is accepted in a way that people are communicating out there on the social media, and you just send it. It's very easy. So everyday posts are being written almost every day or every other day. A new article goes up in some kind of social media or on Facebook or Rav's blogs, like Medium and Thrive, or Newsmax, or different art papers. And just Rav's language became very easy and popular. And we also started a new show in English with Rav. It's called Global Perspectives. There we actually take a certain topic and we develop it. Let's say the last show was about Europe and what's happening with the European Union and where it's going towards. We can just also go deeper there because it's a half an hour that is about one topic. So a lot is going on, as Gilad said.
Thank you, Chaim. So both the program Chaim mentioned and everything that's taped with Rav, everything is going out live on Facebook in all languages. So if you have this habit of watching these broadcasts, you should watch it on Facebook because it helps Facebook detect this is good content and get it to more people. So instead of Shiva Tova, it's better to watch it on Rav's page on Facebook. Another topic, our English speaking friends all around the world continue to meet practically daily, four times a week. About 150 friends in the English language meet together, disseminate together, men, women. They generate a supportive environment for everyone who wants to disseminate. So, Carl, one of the rising stars in this, please tell us.
Thank you, Gilad. Thank you, friends. Yes, I'm so excited about this. I've joined a couple of times after the lesson, and just because it's after the lesson, there seems to be a real strength and a real power and a connection there. And I'm just really happy. All the friends, when you're there, all the friends help you to connect. They help you through the process. And the process really doesn't even matter. It's just that we're all connecting together. It's really a fun time. We have l'chaims, and we just show each other our hearts. We give each other our hearts, and it's really a warm time. I wish for all the friends to be able to come and join. It's just in English, so any English friend that can come and join, we really connect. And thank you, friends. It's a great time.
תודה רבה, קארל. כל מי שרוצה להפיץ,
thank you, Carl. Everybody who wants to be part of this, so we're sending messages to all English speakers. If for any reason you're not getting those mails, so please write us, whoever wants to join in, to info@kabbalah.info. Anybody wants to join any kind of dissemination, so please write us. So we're done in English. Please, Gilad in Hebrew.
Yeah, a very happy announcement. Last night, we broke a record of live views. 20,000 people entered Rav's page and watched the film Into Truth in the open studio with Odel Spiegler and Amit Shalev, the co-creators, who were led by our great host, Shelly Peretz. Thank you to our world lead who helped promote it. And anyone who missed the live broadcast can go into Rav's Facebook page or through Kapsio.io. Watch it and share it with his friends. And in the coming days, we can read Rav's book, Healthy According to the Laws of Nature.
Okay, friends, so we're on our weekly announcement.
Sorry, so in the coming days you'll be able to read Rav's book Healthy According to the Laws of Nature, including an audiobook with Aaron Kurtz, free on the Corona website, and we see a lot of activities on our the networks, but let's not forget to fill out the dissemination form sent over WhatsApp every day. So everyone, at the end of every day of dissemination, spend half a minute to fill out this form, and in this way we'll be able to publicize it and raise the importance of dissemination and strengthen our ranks. So each one of us, the last moment before going to sleep, fill out this form and share with everyone what you've done. Don't keep it to yourself. Elan, please.
Okay, friends. So, weekly announcements about our online studies. Last week, we started new courses live, Israel and the World and the Nature of the Upper Worlds. There were a lot of students, and we're hoping to grow in each one of the courses. Also, this week, a self-study course with Dudi started called Who Are You, the Nation of Israel, which is a course that is great to disseminate, especially now on between Holocaust Day to Independence Day. Go in there, see it, disseminate. It's a great course. Today we're starting another course live with Michael Miller and me called Meetings with Kabbalah. It's happening at 8:30 p.m. All the courses are free at u.kab.co.il. You can invite friends, family, asking if we can give it to Hebrew speakers overseas. So, of course, yes. And whoever has technical difficulties, any kind, because we saw people are having problems, so you can call us either our toll-free number, 1-700-509, or leave a message, or we added a button to press for technical help, so you can leave a message there. Most important is we connect in the hearts.
Okay, let's go over the schedule. We're going to start our live broadcast at 10 a.m. Rav and Norma, and then Rav with Oron Levy until 11:45, then an afternoon lesson with our friends at 1:30, and an evening lesson from 6 to 7 p.m. As usual, no women's lesson. Tuesday evening, regular evening lesson.
And as we all saw today, we had a new login. So good work, all the friends who put all the efforts so we could do this thing. Today, there were 1,400 people on Galaxy. About 178 didn't go in through the login. So we're asking everybody, we're going to connect with those friends during the day. And if we haven't, so you connect with us by the feedback button. The next few days, we want to make sure that whoever's approved and has a login can enter the system. That's why it's important to finish this process today, tomorrow. So thank you for your cooperation. Let's go into the next degree.